KJAN Sports.
It is time to look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Rush CPA & Associates at 222 Chestnut Street, suite number 102 at the Whitney Manor in Atlantic. Well, let's check girls' state tournament basketball first. In the Central Iowa Metro League Championships, otherwise known as Class 5A, Dowling Catholic went three overtimes yesterday to beat Waukee 75-70. Two other games went into overtime. Southeast Polk beat Ankeny Centennial 59-56. Valley West Des Moines defeated Iowa City High in overtime 66-59. And Johnston beat Urbandale 66-57. There were three Class 3A quarterfinals played yesterday as well. Des Moines Christian beating Roland Story 49-41. North Polk over Esterville Lincoln Central 59-47. And Waukon beating Crestwood 48-37. Today's schedule at the state tournament includes seven more first-round games. Class 3A at Center Point Urbana facing West Marshall at 10 o'clock this morning to get the day started. The 4A quarterfinals will follow with Marion facing Cedar Rapids Xavier, Mason City playing Waverly Shellrock at 3:15 this afternoon. Denison will face off against North Scott, and Grinnell will play Bishop Heelan Catholic. Also tonight in 2A quarterfinal play, Grundy Center plays Unity Christian, while Cascade will face Dyke New Hartford to finish off day two. Well, boys' substate games last night included St. Albert beating Ankeny Christian Academy 58-56 in the substate 7 Class 1A championship game. St. Albert off to the state tournament. Also Class 3A here in Atlantic, it was Winterset defeating Denison 51-48 to win the substate 8 championship. In boys' Class 3A, Winterset moves on to the state tournament. Also in Class 4A, boys' substate semifinals. Sioux City East beating Lewis Central 71-48. Sioux City West beat Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln 78-45 to move on. Also, last night's games between Xyra EHK and Sioux Central, which we were going to have for you last night here on KJAN, postponed. That'll be tonight instead at Carroll. We'll have that game for you tonight. 7 o'clock is tip time on that. Also last night, Trainer versus Des Moines Christian was postponed, and that will be played this evening as well. In college men's basketball, Iowa State raced away in the second half for a 78-61 win over Oklahoma last night as the Cyclones snap a two-game losing skid at home.
We know who we are from a standpoint of them. We're locked in and dialed in. You know, we have a chance to beat a lot of people. We really do. But when we're not, when we if we cut corners, we don't share the ball, or we're soft on defense, you know, we're average. But that's for everybody. That's all the teams are going to be like that.
That's Iowa State coach Steve Prohme. Marielle Shayok scored 21 points as the Cyclones reached the 20 victory mark for the seventh time in eight seasons.
Well, we just needed to win. I mean, the reality of it is we lost two home games, and so that's magnified. I mean, you know, we're 28, we're 9-6, you know, which isn't bad, but we lost two home games. And so if you flip that, you know, it's a whole different scenario, and you're writing a whole nother scenario.
Cyclones will visit Texas on Saturday.
We just got to get back to work this week, and we got two games on the road and a tough home game to finish, and we just got to get better as we go into postseason. But it's good to win. We needed to win.
Talen Horton Tucker added 18 points last night as the Cyclones improved to 20-8 overall. They're 9-6 in Big 12 conference play. Also in top 25 men's college hoops last night, Devin Vassell and Trent Forrest helped 18th-ranked Florida State beat Notre Dame. Vassell had 13 points to help the Seminoles beat the Fighting Irish 68-61. Also last night, it was Dedrick Lawson with 18 points and 14 rebounds as 15th-ranked Kansas stifled number 16 Kansas State 64-49, helping the Jayhawks move within a half game of the Big 12 leading Wildcats with three games remaining in Big 12 conference play. That's a check of top 25 men's college hoops. Also in top 25 college basketball news, third-ranked Duke will play a second straight game without National Player of the Year candidate Zion Williamson when the Blue Devils take on Virginia Tech tonight. The freshman forward suffered a mild strain of his right knee when he planted his foot while dribbling and his left shoe tore apart. Williamson ranks second in the ACC in scoring at 21.6 points per game. Well, Gonzaga's back on top of the AP Men's College Basketball poll this week as the Bulldogs picked up 44 of the first-place votes to take over the top spot. Virginia is number two this week, moving up a spot. Duke drops a couple of spots from the top to number three. Kentucky stays put at number four. North Carolina moves up three spots to number five. Michigan State is up four spots to number six this week, with Tennessee, Houston, Michigan, and Marquette rounding out the top ten. Also, Texas Tech out of the Big 12 is at number 11. Purdue is number 14. Kansas is 15. Kansas State is 16. Maryland is 17. Wisconsin's at number 19. Iowa drops one spot in the poll this week. They're at number 22 in this week's top 25 poll. Well, Megan Gustafson scored 29 points and grabbed a career-high 20 rebounds to lead number 12 Iowa to a 74-58 win over Nebraska last night. Gustafson has now scored 20 or more points in 25 of Iowa's 28 contests. The 6'3" senior center finished shooting 13 of 19 from the field. Her 70.4% shooting percentage leads the nation. Iowa led 35-26 at intermission before the Cornhuskers emerged from the break with a 17-8 run to tie it at 43-all on Maddie Simon's layup with 2:30 left in the third. The Hawkeyes then countered with a 19-9 run and led by double digits the rest of the way after Hannah Stewart's jumper with 5:39 remaining. Stewart finished with 15 points and a career-high 11 rebounds as Iowa improves to 22-6 on the year. They're 13-4 in Big Ten conference play. Well, the weekly Women's Associated Press top 25 basketball poll has Baylor still on top with UConn at number 3. Louisville is 4, Notre Dame 5, Mississippi State is number 6. Oregon drops from 2nd down to 6th in this week's poll. Stanford, Maryland, Oregon State, and North Carolina State round out the top 10. Iowa is at number 12 in this week's poll. Iowa State stays put at number 20 while Drake moves up one spot. The Bulldogs are at number 23 in this week's poll. Well, the NFL says it will handle the sex solicitation case involving New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft as it would any other issue under the league's personal conduct policy. The 77-year-old owner has been charged with soliciting a prostitute in Florida as part of a crackdown on sex trafficking. Hundreds of arrest warrants have been issued. Police are still investigating, and there likely will be a league inquiry. Commissioner Roger Goodell could fine or suspend Kraft from any activities involving the Super Bowl champions. The NFL says it will take appropriate action as warranted based on the facts. Also around the league, the Chargers have re-signed defensive back Jalen Watkins, who missed last season after suffering a knee injury in the second preseason game. The Panthers have released nickel cornerback Captain Munnerlin and informed the free agent safety Mike Adams he will not be re-signed. The Browns have re-signed left tackle Greg Robinson for next season after he revived his career in 2018. The Eagles have hired former Cleveland executive Andrew Berry as vice president of football operations. Also, Atlanta police say thieves broke into a car driven by Buccaneers running back Peyton Barber and made off with a team-issued tablet containing playbook information. But the Buccaneers say there was nothing of much importance on the tablet and the team was able to disable it remotely. In baseball news, Aaron Hicks won't be among the major league free agents this fall. The New York Yankees and the 29-year-old outfielder have worked out a 7-year, $70 million contract. That package adds 6 years and $64 million to the deal that Hicks accepted on January 11th. The Yankees have a $12.5 million option for 2026 with a $1 million buyout. Hicks took over as the Yankees' primary center fielder last year and set career highs with 137 games, 27 home runs, and 79 RBIs. Also, Bryce Harper met with the Los Angeles Dodgers over the weekend, a sign that the market for the star free agent might be picking up as spring training enters its second full week. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts confirmed the meeting, saying it was good and a chance for the sides to get to know each other. Roberts says the Dodgers were vetting a certain process. The Rockies have agreed to a 3-year contract extension with manager Bud Black. That'll run through the 2022 season. He guided the team to back-to-back playoff appearances. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you this morning by Rush CPA & Associates at 222 Chestnut Street, Suite 102 at the Whitney Manor in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.